Zelensky, he's confident Congress will approve additional funding for Ukraine. The US president blames Washington for leaving Kyiv short of ammunition. Military analyst Sean Bell says it's not that simple.
Even if you had the money today, there isn't a shop you can go and just buy the weapons and suddenly they produce. If you want to go for the next generation of weapons support, that means the defence and industrial base in this country and in Europe and in the US has to start to spin up. That needs a lot of investment to make that happen, and that doesn't happen overnight.
Ukrainian refugees will be allowed to stay in the UK for another 18 months. From early next year, visa holders who fled following Russia's invasion will be able to apply for an extension. Alexei Navalny's team claim his body is deliberately being withheld by Russia so the authorities there can cover their tracks. Following his death, more than 400 people have reportedly been arrested in the country for holding vigils. The Foreign Secretary is set to visit the Falkland Islands amid renewed calls in Argentina for talks on their future. But Lord Cameron says their sovereignty is not up for discussion. Sport: Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he won't let their injury problems disrupt their Premier League title charge.
You can count as well the games coming up, so it would be helpful if you have a bit more than one for each position. We have to see how we deal with that now, but it's all fine. We that's the situation. We cannot change it.
They beat Burnley 4-1 to stay top, but lost three players to injury. Second-placed Arsenal were 5-0 winners at Burnley, while Manchester City drew 1-1 against Chelsea. Rangers can go top of the Scottish Premiership with a win at St Johnstone today after Celtic were held to a 1-1 draw against Kilmarnock. And India have set England a huge target of 557 runs to win the third test in Rajkot. The hosts have declared on 430 for 4. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks, Victoria, for the weather update there. The time now is just after 8 a.m. In the area today will start dull and wet with outbreaks of rain, but these will gradually turn patchier through the morning. In the afternoon, rain will fade away and sunny and cool being mild. Tonight, this evening and the first part of tonight will be partly cloudy with a chance of the odd shower. Overnight, it will become dry for all with a mix of lengthy clear spells and patches of cloud. Tomorrow morning, cloud will soon increase from the west, bringing a few spots of rain. However, these will soon clear away to leave a dry afternoon with plenty of sunny spells, a breezy and mild day. The outlook for Tuesday to Thursday. Tuesday looks set to turn cloudy again, but staying mostly dry, with just the odd shower for some. More unsettled weather is expected on Wednesday, with longer spells of rain and stronger winds turning drier and brighter throughout the afternoon. It's still due to be mild, variable cloud on Thursday, with a few showers in the morning and longer spells of rain in the afternoon. The current temperature is 11 degrees, with lows of 8. Humidity is 94%. Visibility is moderate.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving us over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
In the weather there. It is the Sunday morning breakfast show with myself, Siobhan Copeland, and we're going to play you some music now. Next one up is Nathaniel Borden with Diamond in the Rough.
Points me back home. Each day when I've had enough, it all becomes too much. You're the only one I need. You're my diamond in the rough. When I lose my way,
fancy with my crazy smile. Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Some I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Without making me try. I try to be like Chris Kelly. I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
With Grace Kelly. The time now is 2 seconds away from 8:10. I hope you're having a good start to your morning. And I'm here from 8 till 10 every Sunday. This is a kind of new slot for me. I think this is my, I want to say I've been doing it about a month now. I could be wrong. But yeah, roughly that, not much longer. Prior to that, I was on the Thursday 1 to 3 show, but this fits in with me because I'm not really doing anything on a Sunday morning other than being in bed, so it makes a change. And I hope that I can keep you entertained as you start your day and your morning. And we've got more music coming up. We've got traffic coming up at 25 past, and an events guide which I'm going to be telling you what's going on in the local area. And also just want to remind you as well about Brighton Food Bank, that really would appreciate any donations that they can provide. The Brentwood Food Bank is currently really a big operation actually here in Brentwood. There are quite a few churches involved, but just from the church down the road, they were able to feed around 200 people last week, which was pretty amazing. And at Brentwood Food Bank, they don't just give out food. They have other agencies like Christians Against Poverty, who can help with managing debt. Peabody also runs a clinic every Wednesday to help with housing and benefit difficulties. And they're really doing a lot for the community. And if you can help out by donating in any way, they're looking for things like tinned food and toiletries. So if there's anything that you can, you know, spare, do get in touch. They will accept donations, and you can arrange by calling or emailing. You can also find more details at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, but you can get in touch by calling 01277 224 528 or email info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. So I've got another song here for you. This is Rochford with All the Love We Need.
Have the world or something to make better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. Knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free.
Song. Prickly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
say it with your chest. Right, it's almost time for a quick travel update in the local area. The time now is 24 minutes past 8, and I'm here till 10 a.m. before I hand over to Kev, who'll be taking you through till midday. And the rest of the day, we have also got the Sunday Lunch Show with Tony Smith from 12 till 2, Vicky Michelle's Music Mix at 2 till 4, and then the Arts Programme at 4 till 6 with Stepping Out with Nigel Fitzmaurice, 6 till 8, and then Greaties 80s Music from 8 till 10. So do keep it locked in to Phoenix FM, and I'm going to give you a quick travel update now, because the time now is approaching 8:25.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So, looking at the M25. So right now, the M25 anti-clockwise, exit slip at junction 25 Enfield. Lane 1 is closed due to a broken down vehicle. This is expected to clear, though, in the next sort of 20 minutes or so. And then we've got the M11 southbound between junctions 6 Hatfield and junction 5 in Loughton. And the hard shoulder and lane 1 are closed there. So accident is involving a vehicle that has left the carriageway. That is expected to clear by 10 a.m. this morning. Then we've got the M11 northbound exit slip at junction 7 in Chelmsford. There is congestion, but that looks like that may have just cleared, actually. So you might be all right. Roadworks. The M25 anti-clockwise between junctions 1A Erith and junction 31 Thurrock. There are roadworks currently active, and there are lane closures. But then again, hold on, let's have a look. That might have just cleared. No, that's just cleared, sorry. The M11 northbound between junctions 8, Stansted, and junction 10, Saffron Walden, lane 1 will be closed until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. The A12 southbound between the junctions with the A120 Colchester West and the A130 Chelmsford North, lane 2 will be closed. Emergency barrier repairs are planned. And this is going on till tomorrow morning. The A12 southbound road repairs currently active. Expect disruptions until 11 on the 29th of February. All lanes are closed. The M25 anti-clockwise at junction 1A, Erith, lanes 3 and 4 will be closed. Roadworks are planned as well until tomorrow. And if you were thinking of travelling into London, until I saw the weather, there are planned engineering works. So it is rail replacement bus services running in the local area. That includes Brentwood and Shenfield in regards to the Elizabeth line. And if you're going and you make your way into London, and just in general, there are park closures on the Bakerloo line. This Sunday, no service between Queen's Park, Harrogate and Wilderson. No London Overground service between Euston and Watford Junction. Special bus service is running there. And then we've also got the DLR is a park closure. No service between Bank, Tower Gateway and Canning Town, Lewisham, or between Stratford and Canary Wharf. Replacement buses are operating. As I mentioned, Elizabeth Line reduced service operating between Paddington and Maidenhead and Heathrow. All trains will start and terminate at Paddington, Acton Main Line, Hanwell, Heathrow, West Drayton, Langley, Slough, Burnham and Maidenhead will be served by 2 trains an hour. West Ealing will be served by 4 trains an hour. And as I say, locally, Shenfield, the limited Elizabeth Line service between Liverpool Street and Shenfield will also not operate. So there will be rail replacement bus services. That's all for your travel update. So more music now. Next one up is Pure Shores by All Saints.
I'm sorry. begging, please put the stay out of this misery. Cause when I finally fall asleep, it's a beautiful life. Blow your mind and make you say ah. When I open my eyes, baby, that's when the dreams stop.
That's why I hate my best. Why?
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And the time now is 8:35, and it's time for a quick events guide in the local area. So, Monday coming up, we have Travels in Argentina in the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay. A talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, on chairman of BCCS Chelmsford Branch, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society. That's from 8 till 10pm. And you can find details about that. It's £3 for entry. Excuse me, at billericayhorticulturalsociety.co.uk. And then we have New Orleans Jazz Cafe with a Big Easy Five at the Folds Arts Centre, Langdon Road, Billericay. Free jazz cafe session with a Big Easy Five. Just feed the kiddie. Coffee, tea, biscuits will be available. And more details can be found at facebook.com/ The Fold Billericay. And every Monday, of course, we have our very own Kev, who's doing the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night at Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill, Worley Brentwood. If you are an artist, get yourself down there. All tracks are recorded and the selection is then played on this morning show at 10 a.m, which is up next. We have a comedy night as well at Billericay Town FC, the new lodge, Blunt Wall Road, Billericay, CM12, 9 is safe. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Jurjadan, hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8, tickets are £15. You can find more details about comedy night at Billericay Town FC. That is on the 1st of March as well, so we're going into March already. Can you believe it? It's gone so quick, hasn't it?
Sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Topfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And it's time for some more music now. Next one up is Leanne Rimes with Awakening. I hope you're wide awake yet. I am. I've just had a bit of my energy drink. I'm feeling a lot more awake than when I first arrived.
There's a stirring in the deep end of the waters, and I'm summoning the spirits of my ghost, so it overflows, it overflows. It's a thundering kind of overwhelming fun of the voices saying run into the storm, so here I my bones are awakening, awakening. Whatever is taking me, you keep on shaking me, shaking me, shaking me. Oh, my heart is awakening, awakening. My tongue is awakening, awakening. Whatever is taking me, oh, you keep on shaking me, shaking me. No matter.
Whatever is taking me, take me. Oh, keep on shaking me, shaking me, shaking me. Oh, my heart is awakening, awakening. My tongue is awakening, awakening. Whatever is taking me, taking me. Oh, yeah, keep on shaking me, shaking me, shaking me. Oh, my heart is awakening, awakening. My bones are awakening, awakening. Whatever is taking me, taking me. Keep on shaking me, shaking me.
How beautiful was that? Honestly, Leanne, she's still got those strong vocals, hasn't she? You're just absolutely incredible.
So stirring in the deep into the water.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm summoning the spirits of my ghost so it overflows. It overflows.
Well, I hope that woke you up. You know, those vocals certainly woke me up anyway. Beautiful, but also mesmerising. Could tech be the future of music? According to Gary Barlow, that could well be the case. In fact, I was over in... where was I? I was down in Shoreditch House last weekend, or the weekend before, with my dad. Shout out to my dad. And we bumped into Beverly Knight there, and she was showing us pictures of her experience of seeing U2 Vegas. So he was saying that he also was really impressed by the technology used during their show at the Las Vegas Sphere. The venue has 160,000 square feet of LED light that wraps around the auditorium and is around 16 times sharper than most high-end TVs. He said that things like the Sphere or headsets and VR are going to be the future of music shows. He says, imagine coming to a gig and everyone's got these goggles on. That's where I think the improvements are going to come. The show for U2 has taken in more than £200 million, but it took more than 2 years to create as well. And Gary goes on to say, we've been listening to music a long time, then we've had videos to accompany the music. What's next? I think experiences are going to get bigger. So that's all exciting, isn't it? I've never been to a show like that, but I think that would be really interesting to be in like a really immersive music show. So, but yeah, the tickets aren't cheap, but you know, it's all about the experiences in life, isn't it? So if you can even save up for something like that, I think that'd be really special. So we're going to carry on with some more music now, I want to say. Yeah, we are. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, we are. Like it's someone else here that I'm talking to. It's just me. There's no guest today. It is just literally me. We'll be playing some more music in just a few moments. And just a quick reminder again of the Brentwood Food Bank, always in need of donations. So please do, if you've got anything to spare, any tinned food or toiletries that you think that you can spare, do get in touch with them. You can get in touch with them. Details can be found at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. You can give them a ring on 01277 224 528, or email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. As I say, they are doing a lot for the local community. Just down the road, the local church, they fed over 200 people last week. And there's a lot of people out there who are not able to make their money stretch to get their food once they've paid all their priority bills, which is really shouldn't be the case. But, you know, if there's anything that we can do to help as a community, to help uplift the community, then that's what we're here to do, right? We're here to uplift and support our community. This is a community station, so we're very passionate about that. So
So I'll be back in a few moments with some more music. I say we'll be back. I'm talking on behalf of the station, of Phoenix FM. That's what I mean when I say we, not me and my alter ego. So just a few moments and some more music up for you.
Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Peace up, A-Town.
Tryna get a little VI, but down on the low key. You should know how I feel. I said, and for me, from the game she was stealing my lead. And she know me, but decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out!
In the street, but a freak in the bed, they say.
That one there, of course, is Usher with Yeah. When I was literally 18, that was my 18th birthday anthem. And Usher, of course, this week made headlines for performing at the Super Bowl. I mean, we don't really watch it over here, but obviously in America it's like the biggest event of the year. And apparently he doesn't get paid for it, but it pays off because the audience that he reaches with that means that he's going to get a lot more downloads of his music and people booking tickets for his future concerts, etc. So it all kind of... you know, ties in. And then straight after that, he went on and went and got married. Straight after the concert. So, big weekend for Usher. Congratulations to Mrs. Raymond. He was my childhood crush, actually. So if I was a teenager and before he got married, I'd probably been quite upset. I was quite happy when he dated from TLC. They had a, you know, you got a bed. And, you know, but, yeah. It's his second marriage. And this is the second song that I'm playing you by Usher. This is Jungkook with Usher, called Stand Next To You. This is a remix with Usher. Jungkook, Usher, Standing Next To You, the remix. And we've got the news and weather coming up in a few moments. So do stay tuned for that. And I talked about the Brentwood Food Bank that's happening. There's also a pet bank that's opening up as well for those who are struggling to pay for the cost of having a pet. And this has been set up. Apparently more than 8 in 10 people are finding it hard to feed their pets. So this is run by the... I think it's by the RSPCA. But I'll give you more details on that if you're interested in that as well. This is Tesco in Hyams Park is currently the first one they've set up. But they're going to be doing it up and down the country, apparently. So I'm sure you'll... see one soon, but if you want to, it doesn't actually give details on how to donate, but I'll see if I can find that out. Anyway, this song now, Luke Combs with You Found Yours.
Way out of your league, you didn't care when you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch. That feeling that you're feeling.